Well, British Prime Minister Theresa May is crisscrossing the United Kingdom trying to build support for her plan to pull the UK out of the European Union. As she tries to build support at home, though, President Trump told reporters here in the U.S. yesterday that May's Brexit deal could threaten a U.S.-UK trade agreement.
I think we have to take a look at seriously whether or not the U.K. is allowed to trade because, you know, right now, if you look at the deal, they may not be able to trade with us.
Joining us now is BBC political correspondent Rob Watson in London. Rob, has the Prime Minister responded to these comments from President Trump?
She has indeed. I have to say, she must be thinking with friends like Donald Trump, who needs enemies, to use the old phrase. But she's politely been saying that, look, yes, Britain is talking to the United States, has been and will be about trade deals and now and after it leaves the European Union. But clearly, it wasn't very helpful. And in a funny sort of way, I mean, I suspect there are all sorts of misunderstandings on both sides of the Atlantic. I mean, the figures as they stand, so with Britain as a member of the European Union, just to get that out there, I mean, the United States accounts for nearly 20% of UK's exports by value, second only, of course, to the European Union at 44%. So there's massive amounts of trade going on. I mean, I suspect where the president is right is that if you think about it, there are two regulatory superpowers in the world. Don't worry, I'm going to shut up in a second. There's the United States and the European Union. And one suspects that after Britain leaves the EU, it will choose to stay close to the EU in regulatory terms, just like Canada stays close to the US.
Okay, so while the Prime Minister is dealing with these comments from President Trump, she's also dealing with comments from members of her own Conservative Party who are unleashing scathing attacks on her Brexit plan. Here is Sir Michael Fallon on the BBC today.
This is not a good deal. And if it's possible to get a better deal, to send the negotiators back to Brussels for 2 or 3 months, even to postpone the actual leaving date for 2 or 3 months, I still think that would be in the long-term interests of the country. We have to get this right.
Okay, so Parliament is supposed to vote on Prime Minister May's Brexit plan December 11th. Any update on the odds that that will pass?
I think the odds are really against Prime Minister. And you played that clip there of Michael Fallon. I was thinking what Donald Trump was saying. And I was thinking about a punk rock song when I was a kid, slightly giving my age away, by a magazine called Shot by Both Sides. And that is Theresa May. I was watching the debate in Parliament on Monday. I've never seen a Prime Minister get such a mauling. I mean, we at the BBC, we did the figures. She took questions for 2.5 hours. 122 MPs intervened in a negative way, not just in like a niggling kind of way, but having a right great big smack at her deal. Only 17 spoke in favour. So I think at this point, everyone is now sort of assuming she's going to lose the vote and that the question will be by how much and then what happens next.
And is the likelihood that somebody replaces her one of the things that will happen next? And is it likely that one of the things that will happen next is that somebody replaces her? And who would that be?
Well, that's getting a bit far, and we don't know for sure that she would lose the vote. I think it depends by if she does, by how much she loses it by. I mean, if she loses it by a lot, then I think she is in big trouble. Her plans for leaving the European Union are in big trouble. And if you think British politics is looking kind of crazy right now, wait until that happens, because I think we really would be in uncharted territories. I mean, Britain is already in a political crisis in the sense that there's no consensus among its politicians about how and in what manner exactly Britain should leave the European Union and the future, what the future relationship should be. I mean, if the deal gets voted down and by a long way, I mean, really, we're off the navigational chart, I think.
Despite the odds, Rob, she seems pretty confident. She seems to be doubling down on her plan. She has challenged the Labour Party leader, Jeremy Corbyn, to a head-to-head debate.
She has. I mean, nobody could say that the Prime Minister wasn't dogged and determined. And, you know, that's hugely admired in this country. I mean, if you think about it, our national motto is mustn't grumble or words to that effect. So she scores big on that front. And there is one thing going for her, just one thing, apart from her doggedness. And that is, for all the criticism of her plan, and boy, is she getting a lot. I mean, neither those who would like a really hard Brexit from the EU or those who really want to remain. I mean, they can't unite around a single leader or a single plan. So I don't know, maybe hers gets through by default, even though most people think it's a pretty rubbish idea.
That's the BBC's political correspondent Rob Watson in London with the latest on Brexit. Rob, thank you.
Good to be with you, as always.